We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Daryl Ryder, who's, I guess from what I can gather on Twitter, Daryl, you're kind of doing your best Bob Vila impersonation this week as far as at the homestead. You're kind of got all kinds of house projects going on. How are they coming along, pal?
Yeah, I got everything done before camp. I was under the gun, if you will, but I was able to knock out all the to-dos and ready now for some football.
Give us the biggest project. What was the biggest one you had to do?
Keeping water out of my basement.
It's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea. Always.
Should call Nature Stone.
Not optimal to have it down there, let me tell you.
Dustin says you should call Nature Stone.
If you've got problems with flooding, I've got the answer for you.
I'm sure you do.
Daryl, we're going to get to Odell Beckham Jr. here in a few, but I want to start just with training camp in general. And, I mean, look, we haven't had a season or half a season quite like we had last year. We certainly have not had this much optimism and this much excitement heading into a season. So as we get ready for training camp on Thursday, I mean, fans right now are just absolutely buzzing. And I think even the Browns themselves, I mean, yeah, it's just another training camp, but can we really say it's just another training camp even for some of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's just anxious for September 8th to get here when they kick off the season against the Tennessee Titans at First Energy Stadium. But, you know, the hype is real. The excitement is real. It's going to be a three-ring circus. NFL Network and ESPN will both be broadcasting live from Browns camp. The national media will be taking over Browns camp now that the team is relevant, and a big reason why they're relevant, obviously Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Myles Garrett, just to name a few of the supporting cast that there are a lot of expectations placed upon them this year that they're going to be able to get this team back to the playoffs, possibly win a division for the first time in 30 years. They certainly have the talent to do it, but having the talent's one thing. It's another to bring that all together for the collective good, and that obviously is to win a lot of football games on Sunday. And we can't say Sunday afternoon anymore because, you know, they're going to be in prime time quite a bit. So you've got Sunday, Thursday, Monday. So it should be an exciting season for the Browns as well as their fans.
Daryl, Baker had some of the guys out to throw. Was it this weekend or was it last week? I saw some pictures posted.
Yeah, it was before his wedding. He got together with a lot of the guys. Cause
okay.
Speaking of the to-do list, it was Baker's I-do list that he obviously got married. But, you know, before he got married, he got together with some guys, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, among others out there on the West Coast. And, you know, those are always good to see, Dustin. Is that self-motivation. You know, certainly they're not obligated to do that, but it just goes to show you the sense of urgency they really have as far as getting themselves ready for the upcoming season. The pictures, the videos that were all put out on social media and that, a lot of fun to watch and just a small glimpse of what we can expect over these next couple of weeks in Berea.
Daryl, there's plenty of excitement for the plenty of talent that is now on this roster. There are still some questions. What is one that, as Thursday approaches, that you are looking forward to, a certain position battle, position group that you're really going to be focused on?
Well, I think that there's a lot of questions. You know, for all the hype and excitement, and deservedly so, I don't want to downplay that. But there are questions with this football team. You know, how's the running back situation going to shake itself out behind Nick Chubb? You know, who's going to be the backup quarterback? You don't want to think in terms of something potentially happening to Baker Mayfield, but you do. I mean, that's John Dorsey's job. He has to, you know, plan for all scenarios. Right guard, I think, is one of the biggest question marks going into camp. Special teams, there's a lot of question marks with that unit. You know, who are your primary returners? Who's going to win the kicking competition, the punting competition. Who wins that? On the defensive side of the ball, depth at linebacker, I think, is a question. You know, how does the rotation in that secondary really shake itself out? So, yeah, stacked with talent, but also there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Darryl, how do you think the Duke Johnson thing is going to play out? Do you think it'll be a distraction?
I don't think it's going to be a distraction for the players, Dustin. I think that we in the media, because we're doing our jobs and asking the questions, I think that we in the media are going to make it a bit of a distraction because we will be asking the players questions. But I think that when the media availability is over and those questions stop, you know, and they get in the meeting rooms and they're with their positional groups and then on the practice field, I don't think any of that matters, Dustin. I fully expect Duke's going to show up. Duke's going to do his job, you know, but we're all going to be wondering just that question you asked, you know, how's this thing going to shake out? Is he going to be a Cleveland Brown on September 8th? And I think that the landscape around the NFL and what transpires in other camps around the league could significantly impact what John Dorsey ultimately decides to do when he puts this final 53-man roster together.
We're talking to Darryl Reiner, a Browns beat reporter, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Of course, training camp beginning this Thursday, and we're going to talk about, Odell Beckham Jr. had some comments, and Darryl wrote about that on our website, 923thefan.com. Dustin and I will get into that coming up around 3:20. Darryl, on the defensive side of the ball, I'm really intrigued. I know so much of the focus is on the offense and Baker and OBJ and the weapons, but I'm really curious to see what kind of stamp, what kind of fingerprint does Steve Wilks put in this defense? You know, last year and there were some crazy things that happened, but they were not a good tackling team. Do you get the sense from talking to Wilks that this is something that he absolutely is aware of and absolutely plans on emphasizing heading into camp?
He's aware of it. He's going to emphasize it. You mentioned it. The glaring weakness on that side of the ball last year was missed tackles. They shored up the defensive front, no question about it. You add two Pro Bowlers, to the mix there. But to me, you know, it's not so much tackling, it's putting players in positions to make those plays. And if there was a major criticism that I had of Greg Williams, it was just that. You know, Myles Garrett in the offseason talked about, you know, being limited in what type of technique that was requested of him. And now that Wilks is here, he's going to be able to unleash the full arsenal. The safeties playing so far behind the line of scrimmage and really making it easy for opponents to really work you hard underneath and giving up a bunch of yardage. So I think that Steve Wilks is, aside from the tackling guys, I think he's really going to be focused on putting his playmakers in position to make those plays, turning Myles Garrett loose, turning Olivier Vernon loose, turning Sheldon Richardson loose, really positioning. I think Greedy Williams is going to be the starting corner opposite of Denzel Ward, putting him in position to be able to make plays, even though he's a real young player. So the points of emphasis, no question, tackling, but again, being in the right spot at the right time to make those critical plays so your defense can get off the field.
Just to follow up on the defense, one other one. With the two rookies coming in and Sione Takitaki and Mack Wilson, I'm really excited because I think this defense, while very good and very athletic, they could use some thumpers. And I know they're rookies, and it's going to take some time, but those two guys certainly have those characteristics, right?
Yeah, no question about it. And I think that, you know, what John Dorsey did this offseason was actually pretty smart. I would say the linebacking core was one that they really would have liked had opportunity presented itself to upgrade or really fill in. Aside from the draft, those opportunities didn't present themselves. So what John Dorsey did to work around it was he beefed up the defensive front by bringing in Sheldon Richardson and Olivier Vernon. And then he went to the back end of the defense and by, you know, drafting Greedy Williams and really providing some depth on the back end, Now it limits your exposure at linebacker if, in fact, you have questions. You know, Joe Schobert's got, final year of his rookie deals. I know he made a Pro Bowl, but he's got to show that he can fit in this system and do what they need him to do. Christian Kirksey's guaranteed money is up this year. It's, you know, they need him to be healthy and contribute at a level that, you know, they require. But I really like Sione Takitaki and Mack Wilson. Both players, one thing I noticed about, and I realized that they weren't in pads, but the lateral movement and athleticism that I saw in those two players during the offseason program in the minicamp, that was really, really eye-opening. And that's something that the Browns need at linebacker.
Daryl, Sashi Brown gets a job today in the NBA. I thought that was fascinating.
He's the Paul D. Podesta of the Wizards.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, people give him a hard time for the job he did drafting and all that, but he's a smart guy, so no surprise he gets a job. But I was kind of surprised to see him switch sports.
Yeah, I was too. And the reason I used the Paul Di Podesta analogy or comparison there, Dustin, is because that's basically the role. He's not going to make personnel decisions. I thought Sashi was a fish out of water. Okay, with the Browns, picking players isn't Sashi Brown's cup of tea. Strategizing, negotiating, breaking down data. Those are Sashi Brown's strengths, and that's what he's going to be doing with the Washington Wizards. And he did a lot of that stuff with the Browns prior to taking over for Ray Farmer when he was fired at the end of the 2015 season. And when you look at the asset acquisition, the salary cap management, and things like that to position John Dorsey to do what he was able to do, yes, it is fair to say that when this thing turns around for the Browns and if this team can get to the playoffs this year, yeah, sure, Sashi Brown will deserve a certain amount of credit in aiding that because of what he did over those 2 years. Unfortunately, those 2 years on the field were two of the worst you'll ever see in professional football history. But now he goes to the Washington Wizards and that organization down there, their WNBA franchise, their esports franchise, and he's going to be working in the background instead of being out front picking the players. And I think that that's the type of job, to your point, Dustin, about just his intelligence and how creative and innovative he is and that mind he has. It's really going to be put to some good use.
Well, Daryl, tie up any loose ends, take care of any last-minute projects, because Thursday gets here, you know you're going to be a busy, busy guy as we get ready for Browns training camp. Thanks for the time, and we'll do it again soon, pal.
You got it, guys. Happy New Year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.